Wanda Clark, former secretary of Lucille Ball, you complained and said you didn't talk to her long enough. You need to talk to her longer. Well, let's talk to her again, I thought. And today is the perfect day because today would have been Lucille Ball's, by my math, 112th birthday. Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Steve. What a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, you know, this really isn't according to me necessarily. It's our listeners. It's not Dr. Fauci, who was the most impressive guest we've had. Certainly not any of the politicians. Not any of the entertainers. It's you.
Well, you know, this morning I heard, because I always know it's Lucy's birthday. I don't know. It's just, it's a fact. But on my listening to the TV this morning, I think CBS Sunday Morning has a thing about what happened on this day in 1911, and I knew they were going to say Lucy, and they did. And I just thought to myself, not everybody gets that kind of a notice on the but Lucy does for some reason after 112 years.
Well, what do you think the reason is? The durability of the program, but it's more than that. It's her persona somehow. All these years later, people are fascinated. There are gazillion Instagram pages devoted to Lucille Ball.
Yeah.
What do you think it is?
I don't know, Steve. I still get calls. People call me for an interview, a local paper, whatever. I've talked to every Rotary group in around Grand Lake, I think. And right now I'm with some friends. Harbor Village is a lovely place here at Grand Lake. And we're sitting here in the Shangri-La lobby because I said I'll go if I can have my 2 o'clock phone call.
And that's us.
So anyway, I don't know what it is that longevity of the magic of that TV show, which probably couldn't even be made today. But the four of them, they were absolutely perfect. The story was perfect, and Lucy is perfect in that part. And I don't know. I'm just glad it's still there, still going on. And I'm close to her children. I'm still in touch with them. They keep me in their life, which I'm very grateful for.
And you're talking about Lucy, little Lucy, as you say, Lucy Arnaz and Desi Arnaz Jr. Our telephone number, 312-981-7200. If you have questions or text, she is the woman. Her name is Wanda Clark, former secretary of Lucille Ball. And here's some basics. How long were you the secretary? How did you become Lucille Ball's secretary? And what was it like?
Oh, gosh, it was a heaven job. I'm telling you, I went to California in 1960, just happened to meet and become friends with Cleo Smith, who was Lucy's sister, well, raised like a sister, cousin, actually. And when she started working for Cleo at the studio, I was about ready to look for another job. And I said, by the way, if you hear of anything, let me know. And Lucy was looking for a secretary. They had shared a secretary until they split up, and that secretary went with Desi. And Lucy would say, I don't need a secretary. What do I need a secretary for? I do my job. But after a few meetings, after she bought Desi out of the studio, she says, maybe I do need a secretary. And Cleo said, I know a girl. Do you want to interview her? And Lucy says, oh, no, if you like her, she's got the job. That's how I got my job.
Well, on TV, Lucy was not a very good secretary, and
I don't know that I'm a good one either. But
well, you played a good one. You played a good
played
one.
On,
yeah. So talk about that. How you ended up yourself in one of the shows?
Well, I got to do a Here's Lucy show only because I know how to type. This was way before computers and cell phones and things. The actor, there was a show being done. The main thing was Lucy was interviewing people for a job and she needed a fast typist so Lucy could react to that. And the actor they hired for that part could not type. Lucy found that out first day of rehearsal. She could not type. And Lucy said, get Wanda down here. And so they called me to the stage, and I played that part. Wow. Only because I knew how to type. And see, the funniest thing to me, the part, I played that part on a manual typewriter. And I'd been typing on an electric typewriter for a number of years at that point. And they don't make the noise. You know, you don't swing a carriage. So I had to play the part, typing on a manual typewriter. Nothing I typed that day was readable. It was just gibberish. But I had the rhythm, and that's what Lucy wanted.
Well, you may
anyway,
not.
That's how I got.
You may not have won an Emmy Award for that, but nevertheless, you were on a Lucy show. Interestingly enough, Lucy, as many people know, I talked to her many, many times, and she told me how thrilled she was to have, and at that time, they were the king and queen of Hollywood, Richard Burton, Elizabeth Taylor, on her show. Yet, when Richard Burton wrote a book, Elizabeth Taylor appeared on talk shows, they didn't speak highly of their time on the Lucy show, which surprised Lucy, and I thought kind of hurt her as well. What do you think, Wanda? You were around for all that.
Oh, it did hurt her feelings because she admired them so much, and they had asked to be on the show, and I was there. I don't know what. Lucy didn't do anything to make them angry, but Richard did say terrible things in his book, and it really hurt her feelings terrible. Because she didn't, she says, what did I do? And she didn't do anything.
Were you there for any of the rehearsals?
Every minute. I mean, I always was always on the set with a folder full of work for her to sign, pictures, letters, whatever. When she had a break, I was there to do that. So I saw nothing that would make Richard Burton angry or upset. And they pulled out all the stuff. She had the best dressing room trailer they could rent. She didn't get one of the little rooms behind the stage. They pulled a trailer in. Very, very nice. And we had an invited audience for that show. There was a half a dozen celebrity columnists played themselves on that show. And the regular, we had audience was always like 320 people in the audience. That was an invited audience for the first time since I worked for Lucy, that it wasn't just general public. And afterwards, after the show, they had a big, big party with an open bar and food and everything, all for the Burton. Anyway, I was very surprised, and Lucy was hurt about it. She was very hurt.
I have a great text question here. Did you actually see the ring? And the ring I'm referring to is the ring that yeah. Elizabeth Taylor had that is probably bigger than the microphone I'm talking into now. I don't know. And
probably.
the ring was a co-star of this particular program, which you can find on YouTube. Did you get to see the ring?
I did get to see the ring. They used the ring, not in everyday rehearsal, but for the performance. And extra security was hired. Very, very expensive extra security for that ring. So it was a fact, Steve. That was the ring. And the funny thing, if you look at the film of the show, Elizabeth had just been in Mexico on their vacation, wherever they go. I've forgotten the name now. And she was just mahogany. She was so tanned. And Lucy's white hand through that costume with the ring on it that she couldn't get off. That wasn't... I think that's the ring Lucy wore. God, it's been so long, I almost forgot. But the ring was very heavily, security was hired. But to see Elizabeth standing there in all her beautiful tan glory and Lucy's white hand with the ring on it was kind of funny. Watch that show, I'm sure that's on YouTube.
It
somewhere.
Is. Yep, yeah, I believe it is. All right, so
The thing with me typing's on YouTube.
Yes, yes. Lots of text questions here. On the famous candy factory scene, going back to I Love Lucy, I'm curious, says the texter, what kind of candy was Lucy really eating? That's a great question that I don't think I've ever seen. I don't know the answer to you.
Well, I wasn't there during that time. I didn't start until the second season of the Lucy show in 1963. but I think it was real chocolate, or she wouldn't have been eating them. But stuffing them in her hat and her blouse, and the actor, Elvia Allman was the actor that said, "Speed it up." And they recreated that sign, that scene, a few years later on the hit television show with,
Will and Grace.
Brought it up.
Will and Grace.
Steve. And in that scene, the lady that came out and said, "Speed it up," was Lucy Arnaz. And she was made up, of course, and had glasses and the uniform. But I don't think I would have recognized Lucy Arnaz if I hadn't known she was doing it. She looked so different. But anyway, that was a funny episode of Will and Grace.
Another texter writes, "I'd like to hear more about the Lucy show when she was the assistant to the bank manager, Mr. Mooney."
Mr. Mooney.
"I think I liked that show even better." Well, the early episodes of that show were great, and Vivian Vance was still on the show for the early seasons, two seasons, or maybe two and a half or three, of the Lucy show. What was Gail Gordon like, and what was Vivian Vance like?
Oh, Gail Gordon is just the nicest gentleman in Hollywood. Gail did every one of her series. They worked so well together. His timing was just as good as Lucy's. She counted on him. She ended up depending on him. He was so good and such a nice man about the whole thing. And Vivian, too, was just very nice. And the main reason she left the show, she didn't live in L.A. She commuted. First, it was during I Love Lucy, Vivian would commute from her home in Connecticut, then Santa Fe and Northern California. She would do the show on Thursday night, fly home to her home, wherever it was, and fly back on Sunday night to do the next 4 days of rehearsing and shooting the show. And she finally told Lucy, she said, I just can't do this anymore. But Lucy always called her the best script doctor in town, because if something wasn't working in the script when they started filming, those two ladies put their head together and fixed it and made it work. Hmm. So she depended on Vivian, too. She always appreciated Vivian's. And in looking at shows now after all these years, I can see that Vivian was so good, good.
Yes. Is it true that she called Gail Gordon, I might not get this quite right, soggy crotch or something like that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
It's because he always got wet in every show, it seemed?
Oh, well, yeah. They did. Almost every scene, Gail managed getting wet somehow. But I thought you were talking about the fact that Vivian and Bill Frawley did not necessarily get along well.
Well, you could talk about that.
They were two totally different people. Frawley's life and interest was like the racing form and a good bottle of whiskey. For Vivian had a life and a family, and she didn't care about the racing form and was not necessarily a drink. They two totally different people, different avenues of life. No, they didn't get along. Of course not. But you'd never know it watching them perform. They were so perfect.
Yeah, in fact,
never know it.
Yeah, and Lucy kind of didn't want to talk about that. I'm talking about Lucille Ball, Lucy. She really didn't want to talk about how they didn't get along. And I think, I don't know, of course I wasn't there, but it seems that in a way more of it has been made than is what really is true.
Oh, absolutely. Because like I said, the two people wouldn't get along no matter what happened because of their way of life. Frawley was a bachelor, and Vivian had a family, and their interests were so totally different from the other person. That's all.
Another question. I'm sorry to interrupt. Maybe it's our phone connection here. Another question, Wanda. Did Lucy, this is from a texter, did Lucy do her own stunts?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did them. Bob and Madeline were the original Lucy show, the original writers of My Favorite Husband, the radio show that I Love Lucy was based on. If it involved a stunt of Lucy's, they tried it out on Madeline. If she could do it, they knew Lucy could do it. So Lucy did all those, walking on the stilts and coming out of the laundry full of starch. Lucy did all the stunts herself, and she loved it. She loved working with a prop.
She learned about that, I've read, and she told me, actually, I believe, from Buster Keaton, and
yes,
loved to rehearse over and over and over, over and over.
And over and over and over, and then do it again. Yeah, Lucy's famous for rehearsing. That's what made it look so easy. That's what made people say, oh, that's improv anyway. It was not. It was on the page, and they rehearsed it solidly for 4 days. And Lucy did her stunts. She loved, and she did give Buster Keaton credit for the props. He told her, don't let anyone handle your props. You handle your own props and take care of them. And she did. He said, you have to know what they are and where they are and what they're going to do. So Lucy took that to heart and believed it.
I wish I could spend 6 more hours with you, or better put, I believe the listeners do too. Wanda Clark, it is always a joy talking to you. Thank you for reminiscing just a bit with us.
Anytime, Steve. It's a pleasure. I look forward to seeing you, my friend.
Yes, absolutely true. Thank you. Thank you. She is as nice as she sounds. She's nicer. She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady who I've kept in touch with for a very long time.